Rashi. Nikam b'kesu meitzim. The prime pri gudu lekarkahu. It grows off the ground. It's called the prime pri. V'yainim atamu tum asoichlin. V'yafilu chishav olav lachilu d'lav oichlu. It's not called an oichel. That's this kur. Kur is not called an oichel. Yeah. Mashenken kafnis. You could buy it with moist meis sheni, and it's matamu tum asoichlin. Vaita. V'yabihudu vaim yabihudu says kur hareyu keitz l'chol devorim. A kur, this heart of the palm, is called like an eighth lechol devar. Trashi was in the Kama Parach Hanu Tanakama. The Gemara is later here, that's the kur of Tanakama. The Tanakama also said that kur is not makabel tumas oichlin. So you see in the Gemara, tumas oichlin, he calls it kates lechol devar. It's like a piece of wood. The Tanakama also said the same thing, that this kur is not makabel tumah. That's your view is also made too. You're allowed to buy with the Maisa Sheni, you could buy this kur. So heart of the palm you could buy. The kafnis, mashenken, this unripe date, harehen kepri lechol devrayim. You should know it's called the pri, lechol devrayim, for all dinim, it has a shame pri on it. Ela shepturus min amaiser. The only thing is potim min amaiser. That's the Yehudishita. Trash ela shepturus min amaiser, lenigmo malachton. It's not called the pri is finished yet. Well, so that's why it's potter for meitzen. Veinachnami b'emetzen is called an oichel, it's edible. Just not called nigmro malachton. That's a pturah for hilchas meitzen. The Tanakama chayevis. The Tanakama says it is chayev, it's unripe dates. L'chol mili peris ninu. According to the Tanakama, it's called a peri, even for hilchas meitzen. Of the kasher is of me diktoni mitamas tumas oichlin alma oichel ninu. According to everybody holds that kafni is. This unripe date is makabel tumah. So here you see it's called an eichel. So if it's called an eichel, why can't you use it for a rubet chumim? Teretz says after the Gemara, hosom v'dinischoni. We're talking about special type of unripe dates. We're talking about unripe dates of v'dinischoni. So Rashi, hosom diktoni metamois. That we said the unripe dates has a shame eichel, and therefore if a mace or a sheret touches it, it's makabel tumah. It's special type of kafnios. It's called v'dinischoni. So Rashi, tikolim schorim. Talking about male palm trees, shoyis and kafnoyis, they give off this unripe type of dates. V'einam nasim tomorrow lirlam, they never grow more than that. Those type of dates are edible the way they are, and those are mekamul tumas oichlin. The kafni is hu gemar perin. Therefore, this kafni and that's its gemar pri by a zocher by a male tree. The loiktin oisam benisin, and usually you pull them off the tree on nisin. V'hanu oichlin yirnu, those are called oichel. V'chi kom a rab. When did Rav say that you can't use kafnias for an eruv for rubet chumim? Kikom a Rav b'tkolam nekevus. Talking about female odikolam. She kafnias shalahem nasim tomorrow. That they're the unripe dates. If you leave it on the tree, they become ripe. Hilkach hakati loy gemar prihu. Therefore, right now you pulled off the unripe dates since they're not fully ripe. And if they would have been on the tree, they would have got more ripe and more edible. So those are not called edible right now. So that Rav said is not called an oichel. Those type of kafniyos you can't use for rubei tumim, and who are then they will not be makabel tumas oichlin either. Here the Braita says the makabel tumas oichlin is called an oichel. It's talking about the dekolim of a zocher that they don't get more ripe. This is the fully ripe that they get. Therefore, it's called an oichel. For the Gemara Yehochi Yoy Bezoi, for all leimer Rav Yehuda, pturis min amaiser. If you're telling me we're talking about this deco, a zocher deco, we're talking about these type of trees, the palm trees, that their fruits do never become ripe. So that's all the pri gives off as such a type of a pri. Fred Gemara, how could have you just say a potter for meister then? Lukur, that's called the Gemara pri. As Mishleim, we're talking about a female tree that will give off the tfua, will get ripe and better. So before it's ripe, it's not mechuyev meister, it's not called Gemara pri. But if we're talking about a zocher tree, that's all it gives off, nothing more, so how could have you to say it's potter in a meister? Vatanya, we learned. Vatanya, Yom Rabbi Yehuda, lo yehuskeru page bisyuni elulinya meister bovat. It was only learnt aloha page bisyuni negeituchas meister bovat. What does that mean? Zatrashi, lo yehuskeru bitoisefta bishriyasi o meister bigamor de psachamor, psacham brings it down, heperakum mokum shinogu. Oichlem bitainim, you're allowed to eat the figs. This huchas shvius, he's on shvius, the peris that grow you're allowed to eat. Calls the man, there are peris on the field. They have to be knowing like a tesker, but what grows you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat, calls the man, there are peris still on the fruit in the field. So what's called, there are still figs on the field. Until there are no more figs, even that come from bisuni. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yehuda said, he dings it and says, no, that's not the Shia Hilcha Shvius, to say that on Shemitah, how long can you still eat these figs? When do we have a shear about these type of figs that grows in Bisuni? It was only said over halacha and again to Maisa. Trashi Bisuni means mokum a place. Pagi tainim hain. They are figs. Shlein is bashlu. They did not become ripe. So it's talking about Maisa Bavad. That negate to Maisa, I said, that's still Machuiva Maisa. And I said, Pagi Bisuni. That both of these things are mechuyev ma'aser. So here you see these type of figs are mechuyev. Drashi ahini, what's ahini? Hein kaf noyes. That's mamish these unripe of figs. V'hanech to tuvim kulam tchorim. So the second case is v'ahini do tuvini means these dates that comes from tuvini, which the trees was the chorim trees there. Or mishemachi chayovim b'ma'aser. Therefore, even if Yud holds, they are mechuyev ma'aser. Even though they're not fully ripe, the peris, why? The gemar prihu, because this is the most they'll grow. It won't grow more than this. I was like the chol shchein the gemar prihu l'sham mili. Avada for other lachas is called the gemar pri. Like once you say it's mechuyev ma'aser, so avada you can make erev with another things for it. But I call upon him to steer in Rabbi Yehuda though. If we're saying that the pran the brayser before that said kufnias is it has tumas. Eichel, it's called an Eichel. It's talking about the Dekel tree of a Zohar that doesn't give off better fruit. That's the most that gets ripe. So how could Rabbi Yehuda over there say it's part of a Meiser? Here Rabbi Yehuda says claw that the Svehini do Tavina, that these unripe dates that come off the palm trees that are Zohorim are Mechoyiv a Meiser, even though they're unripe, but since they don't get more ripe or they don't grow better, that's called Gemar Pri. So Chor Tassir and Rabbi Yehuda. Tell him, you can't say the Bryce before is talking about these kofnias means unripe figs from a zocher tree. The Chorus Mashmet, even unripe figs, unripe dates, even from an akeva tree. Even though they do get ripe later on, but I call upon them right now, it's still called an oichel. Right now, it still is makabel tumas oichel. So, Melo Tzirik, Shreya, on the first Bryce, how come the first Bryce said kofina you cannot use for Nerubit Chumen? Why not? No matter what type of dates you have, even though they're unripe, Mashma, it has a tumas oichlim. It is called an oichel. So why do we say it's not called? It's not right to use for an eruv. Elo, the terrace is like this. El yerlam lav benischoni. Nein, you take it right. This first price is not talking about the palm trees of Zechorim that don't give off better peris. Now, Vada, we're talking about regular palm trees, nikavis of palm trees, that their fruits, their dates, if would stay on the tree, would get riper and riper, would get better. And still, we're talking about now an unripe date from such a tree. And so the kasha was, the Braisa says it is makabel tumas oichlin. So you see they're called an oichel. So the moral inyan tumas oichlin shani. Hatena gets no stira. Even though it's makabel tumah, it's called an oichel for yuchas tumah. Of a lamais, it's not called an oichel to be used for an eruv b'tchumin. Why is yuchas tumah different? K'diyomer Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, hoyo v'royu lamaskan adei or. I call upon him, if you cook it on top of the fire, you make it edible. So right now, it's not edible. Therefore, Erev, to use Eruv Etchumim, you have to use something that's edible right now. These unripe figs, these unripe dates, since right now they're not so edible, you can't use it for Eruv Etchumim. Why is the Mekabel Tumah? Because the pshat is, if you cook them, they will become edible. So something that could become edible is called an Eichel Filchus Tumah. Yeah. Is Hachinami, Hoyov Yachal Amaskana Deor. Here also you have the same terrors. Something that you could fix by cooking it is called an oichel v'ilchus tumah, it's makabel tumah, but for Erev, though, it's no good. So Drashi, v'yochol amaskon, af agav shachshu v'katnusin, morin hain, even though right now it's bitter, still you could cook them and make them edible. Avol inyan Erev, mashenken, to use these things, v'ruv etchumim, b'inem midi d'chozi v'ishosa. You have to use something that's edible right now. Because like we said, the whole svar of Eruv Etchumim, or else Rashi learns, we're talking about Eruv Echatzeris here, is that a person's ikadira, he lives where his food is. So if you put your food outside by the Tchum Shabbos, it's considered like you're living there. But it has to be something that's edible right now. So you have to have food that you can eat right now. Then we say your dira goes bosa where your mazon is. Here we're talking about these unripe dates. We're not fixed yet. They're not edible right now. And why does Yehuda say that potter for Maisa? Because the Maisa, they're not a Gemar Pri either. That's why it's potter from Eitzon. So the only din the Braita says it is Makabu Tumas Eichlin. Why is the Makabu Tumas Eichlin? Because for Tumas Eichlin it just means something that you, even though right now maybe you don't need it, but if it could be fixed up teeth, it's also called an Eichel, Vilchas Tumas Eichlin. So the Marav Ahechi Yitmad Rabbi Yechanan, where did we see Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush? That something that could be fixed up has a Shem Eichel right now, Aho. The Tanya we learned, Shkedim Hamorim, if he has Dider Amins, Kitanim, if they're small ones, then Chayovim, the Mechuyiv in Trumas Amaisus. Of course, it's called an Eichel right now. Trashi Kitanim Chayovim Mishum Shugma Prishalhem, Shekeshegodlo Nasamorim. Because since these are type of amens that when they get older, bigger, they become very bitter, they're not edible. So now the people eat them when they're young. So ketanim achayovim b'maisim, gedolim pturim. If you let them grow, you didn't pick them off when they're young, they became nice and big, but they're very bitter, these shkeidim apotah from maisim. Trashi gedolim pturim imaisir, t'lav oichel ninu. Now that they're big, bitter amens, nobody eats them, the apotah from maisim. Mesukim, what about you have sweet amens? Then like this, Gedolim chayovim. If they're big and ripe almonds, they're edible. That's mechuyev maaser. Ketanim pturim. Mashenkin unripe almonds. Since the maaser, nobody really picks them off now and eats them now because Fakir let them grow and get bigger and become sweet. So right now, when they're small, they're not edible. Nobody does. You don't plant it out there. It's not called a pre. You're potter for maaser. Trashi mesukim ketanim pturim. Lenigmo. It's not called gemar pre. People let this pre grow. These almonds grow to become big and sweet. Yeah, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi, Omer, Mishum Oviv. Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi said over the name of his father, Zev is a lifter. In both cases, the potter from Eitzon. Rashi learns, Zev is a lifter, Morim. When you have bitter Ashkedim, bitter Amins, Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim, they're both potter from Eitzon. Gedolim, Deloy Uchlo. The big ones, they're too bitter, they're not edible. Ketanim, Deloy Pri. Right now, they're too small, you can't eat it the way it is. So therefore, it's this potter from Eitzon. The Yarmulah, some said the Gers was like this. Both of them are Chayiv. Now, Omer Rabbi Loi, Hoyer Rabbi Chanino, Bitsipoira, Kedivri Yoime Zevazel Lifter. He said over the Allah was like the Mandiyama, both of them are Potter. He's these bitter amens, whether they're big or whether they're small, they're both Potter from Eisen. Now, the Kash was, Uleman the Yomer, Zevazel Lechiv, but the word the Shat is say that both of them are Mechuyiv in Meiser, whether they're small or whether they're big. But they're bitter. Still, they're mechuyiv is a kasha l'maychazi. Why are they mechuyiv? The ma'is l'chur, nobody eats it right now. What is it roi for? On this, Rabbi Yechanan said, "Om Rabbi Yechanan, hoyo v'royo l'maskana deor." Since these bitter almonds, you could take them and cook them in hot water and cook them up, and then the bitterness goes out of it, and then it becomes edible. So therefore, it's called an oichal right now. That's the svara to say why it's mechuyiv ma'is right now. To see such a svara, if you could cook it up and make it edible, it has a Shem Eichel right now. So, Mela, we are saying the same svara in our sugya, negate the Tumas Eichlin. That a Tumas Eichlin, since you could cook it up and make it edible, it has a Shem Eichel, negate to Makabu Tuma, even though, Filchus Erevin, you can't use it. Has these kafnias, these unripe dates, since they're not edible right now, you can't use it for an Erev. Because for Erev, you need something that's edible right now, but it's Makabu Tumas Eichlin, because like Koponim, if you'd cook it, you could make it edible. There's such a svara, something you could make edible, has a shame oichel right now also. Yeah. But Omamar, we said before, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Kur Harehu Keitz L'chol Dvorim. That this Kur, that's the heart of the palm, the young part of the palm tree that grows when it's very soft, it's edible. He said Harehu Keitz L'chol Dvorim. It's like eight. It's not makabel tuma l'chol dvorim. It's like a piece of wood. But he said, Ela shenikach b'kesef ma'isim. But I call upon him, you are allowed to buy it with the money of ma'isim sheni. But I call upon him, you could eat it. Since you could eat it, you could buy it with ma'isim sheni. Fred Gemara, Haino Tanakama. The Tanakama also said it's not makabel tuma. So what are you saying, Elosh, Areo Keitz l'chol dvorim? The Tanakama also said the same thing. It's called an eight, like it's not makabel tuma. Omer Abaye, the Nafkamina is, Sheloku v'tignu. If you cooked it up very well, and you metagan it, you fried it in shemen. Trashi v'tignoi b'shemin. But Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, afilu shoko v'tignoi. Even if you cooked it up and fried it in oil, einoi tomei. Still it's not makabel tuma soichlin. Because that's his lush in a real case. It's mamish like a piece of wood that no matter what you do to it, it's not makabel tuma. But Tanakama though, im shoko v'tignoi, if you would cook it up and fry it in oil, then it would be mitama. Lo yamri a real case. Tanakama did not say it's mamish like a piece of wood. It just says right now it's not edible, so right now it's not makabel tumas oichlim. But lo yitzu, you would cook it up and make it edible, then it would be called an oichel. Ikir b'nei, that's not gemina. But the mara maskev la rova, from Rav Akasha, miyikul aman diyoma, sholko v'tognu loi, if there are any man diyoma that would tell me, if you take this kur, hey, this kur l'churi is the heart of the pond that's edible. He's going to tell me now, if you cook it up, and you fry it in oil, to make it edible, someone is going to tell me it's not roi, you put it from Iser, or you tell me it's not, it has no tumas oichlin. Like, what kind of svar is that? The balance right now is edible, it should have a tumas oichlin on it. But Tanya, we learned, or if you take the skin of an animal, you take the placenta of the animal, is Allah ain metama tumas oichlin. They themselves are not an oichlin, it's not edible, it has no tumas oichlin. If a sheretz touches it, it's not makabel tumas oichlin. Or shel sholkoi, let's say you took the skin and you cooked it up and you made the skin edible, or else v'shulya, you have the placenta. Shechisha v'leha, you had machshava teed it, you decided now, you can eat it, it's the animal, you can eat it. Is alocha metama tumas oichlin? Says klos metama tumas oichlin. So you see, you take a piece of skin and you cook it up and make it edible, it has a tumas oichlin to it. So how could kur be different? Kur is the heart of a palm, it is edible. And befrat, if you're going to cook it up and tignan and b'shemen, havad it becomes edible. So how could a piece of skin be better than that? Rashi or sheshalke metamid, abu machshav gredos aloi. But skin, if just mechash, you eat the skin, that's not enough. But I call upon him, if you cook it up, it becomes edible. And it is matama tumas soichlin. That's the kashim. And of the Gemara, Eloah marova. So Rava's chayzen, no. Avad is going to take this kur and cook it up and make it edible. Avad, according to everybody, it is makabel tumas soichlin. So Mela Srik Shever, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say loshin, hareyu ke'etz ba'alma? The Tanakama also said, o kur, the way it is right now, it's not makabel tumas soichlin. So what's the nafkamina? According to both of them, if you cook it up and make it edible, it would be mekabel tumas oichlin. If not, not. So what's the nafkamina? Elo amar rov ikav benayo brocha. Nafkamina is, what type of a brocha do you make on this kur? On the heart of the palm, what brocha do you make? The itma, we learned, kur, that's this very soft part of the palm tree when it first starts to grow, is Rav Yehudu amar bor pri adama. You make a bor pri adama. Since it's part of the tree, and it's part of the tree itself, it's not a fruit. Because we only make a bor pri eitz on fruit that comes out of the tree. This is not called fruit, it's part of the tree. But since it's edible and it grows off the ground, you make a bor pri adama on the heart of the palm. Or Shmuel amar shakol niyeh b'dvorei. Shmuel says, no, you only make a shakol niyeh b'dvorei on kur. And that's the halacha like Shmuel, we only make a shakol niyeh b'dvorei. What's the machlokes? We have you do I'm a bor pri adama uchluhu. Because the ma'aser right now, it's ma'aser, it's edible. And where does it come from? It grows off the ground. It's the bark of the tree, of a palm tree. Therefore, you make a bor pri adama. Shmuel amar shakol niyeh b'dvorei. Shmuel says, no, this you only make a shakol. Why? Kivin shesayif alahakshayis. Since the ma'isa, the heart of the palm, is the beginning of the palm tree that's growing. Every year, a new branch comes out. And the ma'isa, usually you let that branch grow, and it becomes harder. And at the end, it becomes like a luluf. It becomes a new branch come out of it. So since it's soifel ha'akshay, this soft is aimed to stay on the tree. And really, you planted amanah there, that it should grow and become part of the tree and become hard. Therefore, you don't even make a bor pri adama on it. Since it wasn't grown, amanah to eat it, in the state that it's edible, it was grown, al-manas, that it become part of the tree, and then pashtetik is not edible, so even though you eat it when it's still young and soft, you only make a shakul niyeh b'dvorei. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, shirino kavosich mistavra. Because even though Shmuel himself said, you only make a shakul, here like Shmuel, mashmul, like was a little bit chayzer, and he said, you know Rabbi Yehuda, you that say you make a verb, you're dumb, you talk a right. I have a riot to you. Like you is mistavra. Why? Every radish, a radish, if you let it stay in the ground, it will get very, very hard and not be edible. And still, on a radish, when we pull it out, when it's still soft, we make a bor pri adama. So you see, even though something that's aiming to become very hard, but I call upon you pull it out right now, and now it's edible, you make a bor pri adama. So kur should be the same way. Even though later on it'll become hard, like a piece of the palm tree. It's not edible, but right now, since it's soft and edible, you should make a bor pri adama. But zati gemara v'lohi, you should know, no. Don't give in Shmuel like Shmuel's svar is still right. There's a difference between a radish and this kur. Tznoin, a radish, not the inshi adai to the pugla. People grow, plant the radish, al manas, eat the fruit the way it is. you have that teeter when it's too soft. So the ikka planting is for when the radish is soft, therefore you make a bar for your domum. It's called an oichel at that time, and that's what it was planted for. So mel is called a bar for your domum. Mashen came diklo, when you plant a palm tree, lenati inshia daiti the kura. Nobody plants the tree amnas to pull off the branch when it's still soft and eat it out the heart of the palms. You plant it, your das is to let it stay there, your das is to let it stay there, it should become hard and become part of the palm tree. So therefore, right now it's not called an oichel. So even though it's edible right now, but I call upon a bar pri adam you can't make. A bar pri adam is only if the person planted it, I'm not seed it the way it is. And Zot Gemara, v'yafagav the kalsi Shmuel Reb Yehuda, even though Shmuel was mekalis, like it was a little bit chayzer, and said he brought a riot to Reb Yehuda, like from a radish, that he said, just like Tzon, you make a bar pri adama, l'chura kurit, you also make a bar pri adama. So the Gemara b'kofonim, hilchos ha'kabos v'shmul. The halacha l'maisa is like Shmuel. Shmuel's svar is right. That even though a radish, you make a bar pri adama, that's because a radish, you plant it, amanas teet the radish. Teet it when it's edible. Mashenk, in this kur, people don't plant it, amanas teet it, therefore you don't make a bar pri adama, only a shakul nebidvori. But the mice, I'm not sure today, b'zman is there, it's a very good order that they serve this heart of the ponds. I'm not sure if we'll change today or not. If Lamaisa people, if Mamish planted to use it for that purpose or not. And the Gemara's svar is why you make a shakal on it, because people don't plant it for that. The ikka you plant a palm tree is that every single branch that comes up should eventually become hard and become part of the palm. But I'm not sure today. It's an expensive thing, the kur. The hasna, they serve it amol. So you have to know if they plant trees, badafka, teet the kur, maybe then you would make a bar for your dhamma. I'm not sure, Lamaisa. Rashi, adai to the pugla li oichlo kishurach. A radish you plant amnas teet when it's still soft, therefore you make a bar for your dhamma. Right. Gufa, om rav yudu om rav, kishus vechazis marvin behem. This kishus and this chazis that's unripe tfua, you could use it if an erev tchumin. Or an erev chaseret, according to Rashi, marvin behem. Om mevorchen aleim bar for your dhamma. You make a bar for your dhamma also. For the gemara kishus, this type of a herb, vikama, how much of this herb do you have to use for an erev? Because the Yomar Rabbi Yechiel, kamoli hayad, you have to use a handful. A handful of the shear roi for an erev. Shrashi kishus pekamon. Hevelu mozen beis sudis der mila kamon. Hey, later the Gemara says in Afpei that the yisfeid of an erev, either tchumim, is you have to leave the mozen of two sudis. You have to leave enough food that you would eat for two sudis worth. Mozen shtei sudis l'erev. That's how much food you have to leave over for an erev. So Shaila, how much is kishus? Enough teat for two sudis. So Gemara says it's kamol yad. Oh, handful, that's the shear for two sudis. It's must kama kliyam Rabbi Chila. Kamol yad. Hochinami kamol yad. Here also kamol yad. That's the shear. Chazis bekama. How much a chazis do you have to eat, or do you have to leave there to make an erev with? Amarav abatuviyam. Rabbi Yitzchak. Amarav kamolay uzilaisa diyichri. Uzilaisa Rashi says that's agudas yerek. A bundle of yarek of vegetables, shekoch and ikrim, the way the farmers make their bundles. Because you have to have a farmer's bundle of vegetables. That shear, that's how much chazis you have to leave over for an erev. That's called the mozon shtei sudis. Omer Rav Chilkiya Batuvia, ma'arvin bekalya. You could use for an erev b'tchumim akalya. Rashi says, kalya is klach shel esav, that's the stalk of the grass. The kosher cake, this stalk is mamish hard like a piece of wood. Fred Gemara, but kal yisakad aitach, it is not edible. So how could you use it for an erif? Ela means the yark of the kal yisakad, means the green part, the edible part of this kal yisakad, that you could use for an erif. The kama, how much of it do you have to use for an erif? Om Rav Yechiel, kamoli hayad. Again, a handful is enough to use for an erif. Rav Yemiya, noflik karaisa. Rav Yemiya went out to the fields. Boy Yemenaya, they asked me from Mishailam. Mao la'ara bapulin. Lachin, can you use wet beans to use for an erev? But he had the other, he wasn't sure, he didn't know the locha. Are you allowed to use wet beans or not? He was masupi. Mark Yosla Bay Medrosha, when he came back to the base of Medrash, Omrule, they said to him, Hochi Yom Rab Yanei, this is what Rab Yanei said, Ma'arvin Bepulim Lachin, you could use wet beans since they're edible right now, when they're wet, when they're soft, you could use it for an erev. And Bekama, how much do you have to use for it? Omer Rav Yechiel, kamol yayad. You have to use again a handful. A handful is good. Omer Rav Hamnuna, ma'arvin betradyin chayin. You could use raw beets, you could use for an erif. I, Fetik Markasha, Eini, should not be like that. Omer Rav Chizda, silka chaya, somebody eats raw beets. Kotle gavra chaya, It'll kill you alive. No, it's very dangerous to eat raw beets. So how could you say you're allowed to use raw beets for an Erev? Here it says raw beets is a bad zach. It's the mamish could kill you. It's not a good zach. Yeah, and for the Gemara, hahu biboshel v'loy bishel. Hey, when do we say it's dangerous? It could kill you if it's cooked and not cooked. That means it's cooked a little bit, halfway cooked. That's no good. If you eat a cooked beet, or else a raw beet that wasn't cooked at all, then it's healthy, it's not harmful for you, then you could use it for an Erev. And Avad is talking about providing in the Metzias that it is edible to eat raw. Lamaish, I think, was manazer, our beets that come out not edible to eat raw. I don't know if you could use it for an Erev. I call upon in the Gemara's times when it says you could use it for an Erev, even though it's raw, it means it's edible when it's raw. Aye, the kasher is that say raw ones are harmful for you, so it should not have a shem oichel. The teretz is that that's only harmful when it's cooked and not cooked. Not cooked so good. But if it's not cooked at all, then it's not harmful, and then you could use it for an Erev. Alright, we'll stop here.